Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
This is Let's Talk About It, your voice for radio wellness here in the Imperial and Mexicali Valleys. Thank you so much for joining us. It is the home stretch of May is Mental Health Month. So if you haven't got your mental health yet, you better start right now, right? Because the month is almost over. We are joined today by Dr. Alamgir Ibrahim, and MD, psychiatrist, staff psychiatrist. Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
Good afternoon. You didn't get my name right. You have to say it again.
And again and again and again. How about if I just say it after every break? Alamgir?
No.
So I'm off to a bad start.
Yes. It has to be perfect. It has to be right.
Well, so I don't meet criteria for obsessive compulsive disorder. That's what you're saying.
We'll let the audience decide that.
All right, I'm going to get skewered, I can tell. Welcome aboard today. And as we're already alluding to, that was good. Our topic today is obsessive compulsive disorder. And see, I was more than happy to let the mispronunciation of your name just go sliding off into space, but I'd made a big deal before the show of trying to get it right.
Yes. I don't know whether that's your obsession or my obsession.
Because
I have to walk around every other person saying, hey, you didn't get my name right. You didn't get my name right.
You know, I kind of think of it as like, well, it's kind of professional radio and nice common courtesy, right?
Yeah.
But that doesn't help me because even then, sometimes I'll just butcher names reluctantly. It's not intentional.
Yeah. And I think a lot of us will do that. It depends on whether it bothers you a lot or not.
Well, exactly. So obsessive compulsive disorder, kind of not really commonly featured in mental health. I mean, we talk about depression. We talk about that. We had a really good show earlier this month on psychosis, incredible show on psychosis. Is obsessive compulsive disorder kind of not featured because it's more functional or is it just atypical in some respect to other mental health disorders?
Well, let's start by saying the obsessive compulsive disorders, they've not come to light. People didn't know about them not too long ago. They were not aware of it. OCD and the related disorders. That I'm going to use the word OCD for that.
You already said disorders, so now we've got like a spectrum, right?
It is a spectrum of disorders. Yeah. Like 40, 50 years ago, you would hardly hear of that within the mental health spectrum, and the prevalence rates were very low. Nobody would look at it, especially in children. You never really paid attention to them.
Was it because it didn't exist, or was it because, I mean, we know it wasn't being identified as such.
I think it was more that it wasn't being identified. It wasn't being looked for. And as the show goes by, we'll kind of come to the understanding that it's very guarded and it's very hidden. So you really have to be looking for it. And you have to have a keen eye for that to kind of pick it up. And then I think in the mid to late 80s is when it started coming out that, yeah, there's something like that, and it exists, and it's more common than what we know. And in the very early psychiatric literatures, you would probably say less than 0.2%, versus now it's postulated anywhere from 1 to 3%, depending on who's doing the research.
So we went from 2 out of every 1,000, which is 0.2, to 1 to 3 out of every 100.
Exactly.
And that's the diagnosable disorder, right?
Yes.
So those of us who may have tendencies. will people be able to self-identify by the end of the show? Because, you know, there are lots of people who are really attracted to order.
Uh-huh.
Right? It's very important to them. So as we go through this, will people be able to say, okay.
I think most of us, I hope that most people don't start self-identifying it in themselves. Because I think we all like to say, hey, I have this and I have that.
And I hear this thrown around a lot. You know,
I'm OCD.
Oh, they're OCD, or I'm OCD, or yeah.
Yeah. And that's more, Scott, that's more like a lot of normal people with have obsessive behaviors. Sometimes you need that for survival. Sometimes you need that for success. And people who kind of perform well in what they do have an obsessional quality to their nature. And interestingly, you see that in animals, the breeding behaviors in birds or, you know, the licking behaviors in cats. I mean, if you look at it, these are obsessional behaviors. And there's a compulsive
behavior. Cats don't have to be dirty to clean themselves, to lick themselves.
And I think that we evolutionarily have come up with it.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.